Let's play a game. It's called Count the Gunshots.
Careful, Luke.
That sound comes from a dash cam recording of last month's officer-involved shooting alongside northbound I-15 in Utah County. Deputies and a Spanish Fork cop confronted a driver who shot out his own window after locking his keys in his truck. They pulled the truck over, and the video shows an arm reaching out with a gun. The bad guy fires three shots, and the five officers behind him respond by firing about 50 more back.
When the public looks at that, they think that's a lot of rounds. That's a lot of ammunition that's expended. But if you break it down into each individual making that individual decision as a deputy, what is my role in this? I'm going to try to stop that vehicle from leaving or disable that suspect from being able to leave the scene.
That's Utah County Sheriff James Tracy. He says the shooting played out in a total of 6 seconds. The hail of bullets took out the suspect's rear tires, but he still pulled back into traffic and sped north into Provo. The dash cam video shows deputies calling in air support and an armored truck. At one point, a SWAT officer in an unmarked car speeds ahead of the suspect's truck. He gets in position on the University Parkway off-ramp with a rifle and fires. That means the suspect had crashed 1050. He was arrested there, and police only later learned he was a suspect in a Colorado murder case. The sheriff revealed today a bystander hit during the initial traffic stop was likely shot by police. So was a passing pickup truck on the highway. He says they have lessons to learn.
There are a couple of tactical errors that we will address. I think they expose themselves too much in that first shooting location. The deputy that you saw in front of his own car was more exposed than he should have been, and he knows that, and we've talked about that. Again, he was in his mindset was to go up and engage this individual. They had somebody who had acted bizarre, but did not know that he'd already shot and left somebody for dead in Colorado, and then it was clearly evident rather quickly that this individual was willing to use deadly force to get away from anything when he started firing at the deputies.
The suspect was hit in the arm and neck. He survived and is facing a long list of criminal charges.